From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Natalie Dedridge reports for CBS News that Governor Kathy Hochul signed legislation on December 19th to create a committee to consider reparations for slavery. The commission will study the history of slavery in New York State and what reparations could look like. Nicole Carty, executive director of the group Get Free, said, and I quote, "You can see the reckoned with impacts of slavery in things such as black poverty, black maternal mortality," end quote. New York abolished slavery in 1827. Hochul said, and I quote, "Let's be clear about what reparations means. It doesn't mean fixing the past, undoing what happened. We can't do that. No one can. But it does mean more than giving people a simple apology 150 years later. This bill makes it possible to have a conversation, a reasoned debate about what the future will look like, and I can think of nothing more democratic than that," end quote. Read more about this story at CBS News. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that the Woodstock Town Beer Task Force wants a local law with heavy fines for business owners who fail to secure trash containers. Beer Task Force Chair Anula Cordes said, and I quote, "We want this legislation and we want it fast. We're requesting that the town board look at legislation in January. It's a tight time frame, but this way it doesn't fall by the wayside and we get it before the bears wake up," end quote. Cordes said she knows that bears don't sleep during the entire winter, but said that the animals are unlikely to leave their dens and turn over trash cans in the winter. Cordes said, and I quote, "We want regulations that say, put a bear-resistant trash can in place and do it all the time. There are apartments now that have disgusting garbage all over the place, and then those bears don't know better, and then the next thing, they're at our house," end quote. They are considering fines for more than $100 for anyone who leaves trash accessible to bears. Local residents can weigh in on the proposals next month. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. H. Rose Snyder reports in the Times Union that there is little chance of a white Christmas locally this year. The forecast is warm and dry Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, according to Joe Villani, meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Albany. He said, and I quote, "It's not looking good locally for a white Christmas," end quote. Highs are forecast in the lower 40s and the lows in the upper 20s Christmas Eve, and highs in the mid-40s and lows in the low 30s on Christmas Day. Villani said there was about an inch of snow on the ground the last two Christmas mornings, but the last truly white Christmas was in 2017 with about 5 inches of snow on the ground. It has also been very warm on December 25th in 2020 and 2015, reaching 72 degrees in 2015. The snowiest Christmas recently was in 2002 with more than 19 inches of snow. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.